Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. In a little bit, we're going to do our regular features that you hear every Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday will be coming up, so get your requests in, 312-981-7200. We'll also have Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and of course, You Big Dummy, all coming up on the show. And we'll talk about Don Rickles and play a little audio of a great Don Rickles story that was told by Artie Lang on David Letterman's show. And we've got that coming up. But right now, we are going to celebrate, tomorrow happens to be Esmeralda Leon's birthday. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
And you're going to be 21.
Mm-hmm. 18, actually.
18,
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we're celebrating your birthday. We got some stuff planned for you here.
Oh,
and,
boy.
Well, we're not going to, it's not going to be like, you know, we're not going to throw you out the window or anything. It's, you know.
Why would that be good?
I don't know. I have no idea why that came into my head.
What kind of birthday party do you go to?
Right?
Happy birthday! Wow!
Unless I get to be like Batman or Spider-Man and I get to scale Tribune Tower.
That would be cool.
That would be kind of frightening because it's windy. So.
Yeah, it is. It was, well, the wind has died down.
But still, I'd be very high up.
You would. So. All right. Well, we wouldn't do that to you. But I would like you to come into my studio. Come on in right now and bring your headphones with you so that you can hear things, I think. So, Esmeralda is in the traffic hut. For those of you who don't know, the hut's located a little bit down the hallway and on the other side of the building there. And Vic is in the newsroom, and Vic, it's Esmeralda's birthday.
Happy birthday. Is it actually today?
No, tomorrow.
Okay, but I knew tomorrow. We were celebrating today.
Tomorrow is her birthday, and Esmeralda just walked in. And do you see what's
going on?
So there are some presents in front of you.
Aww.
And we got you a cake. It's a double chocolate cake. And here's the deal. We're going to go those two in front of you right there, those go together. Are together. That's all one. And you're going to want to open, when you open that one, you're going to want to open the box on the bottom first.
Okay.
Don't you think, Dan?
Yes, bigger box first.
Right. It would be more appropriate for open. Okay. So here's what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
Vic got you a gift. I got you a gift.
God.
And Dan got you a gift. That's why there are three gifts in front of you.
Aww.
So, the one that's on your right, that one.
Yes.
That's from Dan.
Okay.
Okay. The one in the middle is from Vic, and the one on the end is from me.
And you guys all chipped in on the same wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Thanks, my wife, for doing that, by the way.
Yeah, aww. I know. None of it. Could you imagine Vic and Dan and I trying to wrap something?
I would just put it in a bag.
What?
So I put stuff in a bag with tissue paper.
That's what I do, man. That's exactly what I do. It's the gift bag is the greatest invention of all time.
It's the best.
But yeah, so it's wrapped, and we want to thank Eileen who did this while pregnant. She's like 7.5 months pregnant.
God forbid she can do anything. Oh, man.
So here's the deal. Let me just tell you what the deal is here. Should I tell her what the concept is, or should she open?
Maybe open the first one, and I think she'll catch on.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, then you'll figure it out. So open this. Again, this is from Dan.
Oh, my gosh.
This is
very sweet of you guys.
No, come on. You're the best.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So I think hopefully you'll figure out the theme here.
Okay.
Tell everybody what it is.
It's a Juice Bruce.
It's a Juice Bruce.
Oh, he's so adorable.
Right.
I'm gonna put a hat on him.
Now, you understand where we're going with this now? Okay, so the three gifts.
Oh, my gosh.
The three gifts that we got you, each of us picked something that you would buy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
On Esmeralda. Would Esmeralda buy that?
Oh, and I'm moving, so this is perfect.
So we picked, each one of us picked our favorite.
And in a cool bit of coincidence, there's one for every room of your new apartment.
So there you go.
Unplanned. It was only after we had selected it that I was like,
wait a minute. This turns out, this works out perfect. So hang on one second.
Okay.
Explain what the Juice Bruce is for people who might not have heard that segment of Esmeralda.
So
would Esmeralda
Juice
buy
Juice Bruce
it?
Is just, it's a lemon. Well, you can do probably do citrus. It's a citrus juicer.
Right.
Like old school.
Cut the lemon in half.
You cut it and you just put it on top and it all squeezes down. But he looks like a man.
Right.
He's got two eyes and a little tiny mouth. And I guess where the juice will run down is like his nose.
Right. And then it all is gathered at the bottom.
Yes. And he's made of wood.
Right.
And so his name is Bruce.
He's made of wood because that's exactly the kind of that's exactly the material that you want if you're going to squeeze citrus onto something.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. It keeps clean that way.
Oh. Okay.
You know, when you rub your cutting board with lemon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have all plastic. Works
if, oh, okay. All right, so there's the Bruce juice. Now, again, open up the bigger one.
And he's adorable. He's got a little smirk on his face.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so the bottom one first.
Okay.
And this is from Vic. Vic, how are you, buddy?
This Esmeralda gift will be placed in the room where some of my greatest ideas come from.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
you guys...
So you see what it is. Tell everybody what it is.
Oh, it's a Polaroll.
Right.
It's toilet paper that's instantly at hand. It looks like a Polaroid camera.
Right.
And instead of Polaroid pictures, it's toilet paper.
It's toilet paper. So you open up that next one. There's a reason why we wanted you to open up the bigger one.
How nice. Yeah. I thought it was just going to be a roll of the Walgreens toilet paper.
It's the Polaroll paper.
Oh, my God. I won't even want to use this.
Yeah, I wouldn't use it.
It's, too nice to...
It looks cool.
To use.
Yeah, and it's on the back, they have all the different designs on it and stuff.
Aww.
So, now, what it is, folks, it's a toilet paper roll dispenser.
Yeah.
It looks exactly like an Instamatic Polaroid camera.
Yes.
And you thread the toilet paper through it so it looks like you're pulling pictures out of a Polaroid to wipe your butt.
And this one actually will look like...
Right, it's like different pictures.
Yeah, because the toilet paper is pictures.
I'm sorry,
on
is that the cover of a Dave Matthews album?
I don't.
Can
maybe?
I see that for a second?
Yes.
It's under the table and dreaming. It's under the table and dreaming. You might want to use that considering how you feel about Dave Matthews.
Oh, you got me the Dave Matthews.
That was Vic's idea. Vic, was that a commentary on Dave Matthews, my friend?
That was completely unplanned.
I'd like to wipe my butt with Dave Matthews. All right, so you got the Bruce juice.
Yeah.
Juice Bruce from Dan.
Yeah.
The Polaroid toilet dispenser from Vic. Okay, here's my gift to you.
And I can't even think of what it could be because there's just so many we've done.
Well, we did. How many, Dan? Because you did the research.
So,
how many did we do?
Yeah, we're celebrating the 1 year anniversary of it. About a week ago.
Oh, this is awesome.
So.
Oh my gosh, it's that mermaid blanket.
It's the mermaid blanket,
I'm gonna be a mermaid.
And that bag, that blue bag, goes. That's what you store your mermaid blanket in.
Oh.
So you have to unfurl it for it to look like a mermaid. And I expect, there it is.
This is so good.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I should keep it here. And I'll just be under the desk flopping around.
Just wear it in the hut.
And then I would, if I had to go do something,
you would fall.
I may fall because I would forget I was wearing it.
Right.
And then just get up and then.
So, and it goes in that blue bag.
Okay.
So there you go. That's the official.
And there's a little necklace.
Yeah.
You go, a little mermaid.
There's a mermaid necklace in it too?
Charm.
What's the actual title of that product? Is it just the mermaid?
Yeah, just the mermaid tail blanket.
Tail blanket. So the idea is, this was the most ridiculous thing I had ever seen, is you put this thing on, and it's a blanket, and it also makes you look like you're a mermaid.
It's like not a Snuggie, I guess, because Snuggies are open the whole way.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think.
I think, is it sealed on the bottom where the little tail is? Yeah, it is.
Oh, no, it isn't.
It's not?
An opening for your legs. Oh. So I can walk around.
Oh, you can. All right.
I was going to walk around the station with my mermaid blanket on.
Well, there you go. So those are your gifts,
oh,
and they were all
gosh,
from Wood
guys.
Esmeralda by that. So there
that's
you go.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And we got a cake here, whatever you want to cut it, and we'll eat it and do all that cool
stuff.
I'm just
going to throw it out the window just to see what happens.
Throw it out the window just to see what happens. So anyway, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I hope you have fun at the Rum Village.
Yeah. Yep, Rum Village.
Rum Village.
And then I'll go to Charcoal Village after that. And hopefully I won't end up in Crime Village.
Which is on TV right now. If you'd like to turn around and watch, I get to watch creepy crime videos while I'm working during the 3 o'clock hour. So anyway, that's all your stuff. Happy birthday.
Oh,
you're the best, Esmeralda.
Oh,
we love
thanks.
You. So, yeah. All right. And what else was I going to say? Was I going to say anything else? No, that's it, right? I want to thank Dan for doing all the legwork on
this. Yes, thank you. This is, oh my gosh, this is very thought intensive.
Yeah, Dan came up with the idea to do the Esmeralda. Would Esmeralda buy that? So Dan's
Thanks,
the man.
Dan.
And Vic, we all were very happy.
Thanks, Vic.
It was funny because Dan printed up a master list.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Of everything that we've talked about, every item.
Could you imagine how if I was really curmudgeon-y, I was just like, I don't like anything.
We wouldn't have to. We wouldn't have got you any birthday gifts.
I don't want none of that.
But it was all, you know. So we had it, and the ones that made the top were those
right.
three. Those
okay.
were the three that were at the top. Oh. I was also leaning towards. I will say this. I felt I had to get the mermaid blanket
okay.
because I thought it was the most ridiculous thing ever. But I was also because I was so shocked that you would get these. The Wolverine beef, you can rip up the beef with the
yeah.
knives. Those are the claws. I was very close to getting you the claws.
I think I wouldn't like them.
I don't know.
That would have worked. I made last week, I made pulled pork.
It would have worked
and
for you.
Rah,
yeah.
rah, rah.
Well, now you can't even go into the kitchen because you got no legs. You're going to have to flop your way into
that
the kitchen.
True. I'm going to have to just fill my apartment with water.
That's exactly right.
Swim around.
All right. All right, listen, let's take a break. Happy birthday, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll talk about the great Don Rickles coming up.